Welcome, everyone. Whether live or listening to the playback, thank you for coming together to be of service to what we here at SSP refer to as a Shamanism Without Borders call to action, tending to immediate, time-sensitive situations that are causing disruption or suffering to humanity, to animal and plant life, or to our Mother Earth. Today, we'll be tending to the loss of trees. My name is Lally, and I'm the administrator for Shamanism Without Borders, or SWB, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. For more information, please visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. For those of you who are joining us live, please remain muted. We can leave our video sharing feature on for now, but please turn that off once the tending process begins. Yana's altar image will be shown for the duration of the tending. Upon closing, we'll stop the recording and we will share or ask questions at that time. We welcome to the call SWB community leader Yana Arise, who will talk a bit more about this call to action and then lead us through an SWB process to see how we can be of service. Welcome, Yana.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for being here in service of the trees. Today we're going to be holding awareness for all that the trees give us here on the planet, all that they do for life, sustaining life. And we're going to see how we can best serve the trees and help them out at this time on the planet. Trees, they give us oxygen to breathe. They make the soil healthy and vibrant, alive. They clean the air. They cool the planet. They balance the ecosystem. They are essential for all of life on Earth. Yet trees have been lost more and more as we continue to live, as humans continue to live on this planet. Recently, I was staying at a friend's house in Colorado, and it was a house that was like up on this mountain, and it was overlooking this big, vast expanse of land. And the only parts that had trees left were the very, very tips of, very tip top of the mountains. And all the rest below had all the trees had been cleared. And all, there were still tractors and a bunch of machinery all in the land, carving up the land, and all the land below was all gray, and there was nothing there, and all the land at the tip of the mountain was all beautiful and covered in trees, and I was standing there right on the edge of the trees and where it turned to nothing, just vast, empty land. And I saw these two deer come out, and they were looking for food, but there really wasn't any food in that barren land after the trees were gone. And I really, you know, I thought about what this world would be like without the trees, and even what the world might look like in 10 years from now if we keep going like this. In 50 years, what it might look like. So we want to work to change the trajectory of what we see happening with Mother Nature. I've noticed even where I live right now, the difference just in the last couple years in my own neighborhood of how many less trees there are. And maybe some of you have noticed the same thing. My childhood home that I grew up in, the neighborhood is unrecognizable now to what it used to be as far as what trees were there and what trees are no longer there. So in preparing for this tending, I wrote a poem for the trees that I'd like to read to you now. as we just tune in and just start to connect with the energy of the trees. This one goes out to our teachers, the voiceless, the healers, the holders of peaceful space, the providers and producers, the endless givers, soil, air, and fire, shelter, shade, and protection, the still ones, yet ever so flexible, the swayers in the wind. We honor you. We hold space for your healing. We see you. We protect you. We love you. We thank you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. Please forgive us. We're sorry. I call into myself for awareness of the sacred, to do my part to help. Deep care for life. Holy roots, seeds, leaves, wood, food, oxygen, sacred lessons, medicine. Nature's keepers. This one goes out to our tree teachers. So I now invite you to light a candle if you haven't already done so, and just start to create your own sacred space for the journey. We're going to do a little exercise to help bring us into the present moment, into presence in our body, and to come into neutrality. So I'll invite you to just place both of your hands on your abdomen. Close down your eyes. And take a deep breath into your hands. Feeling your stomach rising as the air comes in. And feeling your hands sinking in as you exhale. Keep going like this for another minute. Inhaling, feeling your abdomen rising out. Exhaling, feeling your abdomen coming in. Dropping your awareness down into your breath. And then placing your hands up on your chest, and then breathing into your chest, feeling your chest rising with the air out, and feeling your chest condensing back in as you exhale, closing down your eyes, and just taking a moment to just keep breathing into your chest. And then placing your hands over your eyes. And then taking a minute to breathe into your head. Sending the oxygen up into your head. Feeling the oxygen expanding out of your hands on the inhale. And on the exhale, releasing back down. And then we'll bring our hands crossed over our shoulders. So our opposite hand is on our opposite shoulder, keeping your eyes closed. Now just breathing into the fullness of your body, feeling your whole body expand on the inhale and contract down on the exhale. Notice what it feels like to be here now. And then we're going to take our right hand and put it at the center of our chest with our thumb touching our chest bone. The palm, the open palm facing the left side of our body. And we're going to declare our neutrality. We're going to declare and ask to be neutral for this tending. It's so important to have a neutral mind because it is in this place of neutrality that we are able to receive the guidance and we are able to serve in the best way possible when we are neutral. So we're going to say it three times. I declare my neutrality now. I declare my neutrality now. Switching over to the other hand, let's do it again three times. Taking a deep inhale. I declare my neutrality now. I declare my neutrality now. I declare my neutrality now. Feel yourself as a blank, clear slate. Feel the reset in your being. And we're now gonna set up a protection grid around us. So with your eyes closed, this is a visualization exercise. We're going to imagine a blue electric octahedron around our body. So what this is this is a pyramid with a square base. One facing right side up and one with the base on top above your head coming down. You first might just picture one of these pyramids at a time. You may outline the outer edges of the shape around your body. One base of the triangle is below you. One base above your head. And then really feel the electric blue light surrounding you, emanating out of this octahedron shape. This is your protective shield, your protective sphere. And then we're going to ask permission to do this tending. So you just want to check in with yourself and just make sure that this tending is in alignment for you. So you might just get a feeling inside you of a yes or a no. You might ask to see a green light as a yes or a red light as a no. Let's just take a moment to get permission for this tending. And then as we go into this journey, you're going to invite in your spirit guides, helpers, spirit helpers who want to assist in this service to the trees. It might be a spirit that you've seen before. It might be a new spirit that you've never encountered before. It might be a spirit of a tree that you have a relationship with in your life. Maybe they want to help guide you on this journey today. It might be the polar bear or the hawk. These are the spirit guides and protectors of Shamanism Without Borders. And for this tending, it's going to be your choice if you, or it's going to be not even your choice, but how you're guided. It's if you might be guided to work in your local area, you might be guided to work on the other side of the world, you might be guided to work on the planet at large. So just be open to where it is that spirit is sending you to help. I'm going to open up the space with the singing bowl when the journey begins and guiding you through a portal. You're going to want to find some type of opening to take you into this spirit world. It might be a cave. It might be inside of a pool of water. It might be climbing up a tree. And when the drum beat changes, that's when you're going to start to come back out of the spirit world and coming back the way that you came in, coming back into your bodies. So I'm now going to open up the space, calling in the directions. Spirit of the East, the rising sun, the new day, new possibilities, pure potential, wonder, awe, new beginnings. Spirit of the East, we welcome you into this space. Spirit of the South, fire, the summertime, joy, love, beauty, togetherness, community. We welcome you, Spirit of the South, into this space. Spirit of the West, water, the fall time, the harvest, letting go, release, releasing that which doesn't serve us, the dream space, the imaginary realms. Spirit of the West, we welcome you into this space. Spirit of the North, the earth element, winter time, night time, the darkness, the mystery, stillness, leadership, power. We welcome you, Spirit of the North, into this space. Father Sky, the divine masculine, the stars, the moon, cosmic light and protection from above. We welcome you, Father Sky, into this space. Mother Earth, Pachamama, the divine feminine, embodiment, nurturing, honoring all our relations, our body. Mother Earth, we welcome you into this space. Spirits of this land, of the land you are on now, we welcome you into this space. We thank you for holding this space for us here now, to be here, to do this work in service to the trees. We thank you for holding us, and we honor where we are right now. And to the Great Spirit for helping us remember who we are. For all that is sacred. For right relations. Great Spirit, we thank you for being here now. You can now turn off your video. And we're going to go into the journey. Start to ask the question to yourself, how may I be of service to the trees? How may I serve? Starting to find your way around, starting to feel where there's an opening. Finding that opening, that open portal into the spirit world, slowly going through it, inviting in your spirit guides, inviting in those that know the way in service to the trees. Thank you. Starting to make your way, starting to close up the work you're doing, and make your way back through the opening that you came in. Starting to find your way back to your body. Taking some deep breaths, taking in the experience, feeling the teachings, the medicine, you can start to wiggle your fingers and your toes, feeling yourself coming back into your body. You can do some shoulder rolls. And you could just take a moment. If you want to jot down some notes of your experience, any key words that you want to remember, maybe a little picture of an image that you worked with. I thank each one of you for showing up, for doing this work, for being open to receive the guidance from Spirit, for being empowered and being neutral and in serving for the greater good of this planet. I'm going to now close the directions. Spirits of this land that we sit on now, thank you for holding us. Thank you for holding us in this sacred space so that we can do this work. Thank you for protecting us and blessing us with this place to be. Thank you, Spirit of the land, of this land, for being with us. For allowing us to be here with you. Mother Earth, Pachamama, thank you for all that you provide for us. Thank you for being with us here now in this tending, for holding us, for all your great wisdom and lessons. For giving us the trees. Thank you, Mother Earth, Gaia. Thank you for being here now. We release you. Father Sky, We thank you for being with us here in this tending, watching over us, protecting us with your light, the star beings, the divine masculine. We thank you, Father Sky, for being with us, and we release you here now. To the north, we thank you for being here with us, for your guidance, your power, your mystery, the darkness, your teachings. We thank you, direction of the north, and we release you from this container. Spirit of the West, we thank you for being with us for this container, holding us to do this work, the place of emotions, water, the imaginary realms, the dream world, the harvest. We thank you, Spirit of the West, for being with us. We release you now. Spirit of the South, fire, summer, joy, we thank you, Spirit of the South, for holding us in this sacred container to do this tending for the trees. We release you now, Spirit of the South, in gratitude. Thank you. Spirit of the East, fresh air, new light, new possibilities, new beginnings. We thank you, Spirit of the East, for holding us in this container. We release you now, Spirit of the East. Thank you. And to the Great Spirit, all around us, within us, we thank you so much for all that you give us, for your lessons, your kindness, all your sacred ways. We thank you, Great Spirit. We release you from this container. Aho, thank you, directions. All right, we're now gonna open up the space for sharing. If anyone wants to